My name is Philip Trippenbach.
And where do you work?
I'm a freelance interactive producer and a digital creative, and right now I'm working as a producer at the BBC, an interactive producer.
And what's your current project?
The project that I'm working on at the moment is something called Britain's Real Class System, and it's a piece of transmedia journalism, so there's elements that'll be on TV, there's elements that'll be on radio, but the thing that I'm working on mostly is the interactive piece, which is an interactive investigation into the nature of Britain's class system, hence the name. So the first phase is an interactive survey, which is called the Great British Class Survey, that's going to be launching early next year. The aim of this survey is effectively to interview the country. Instead of interviewing three or four people for a film, what we can do, because we have this web platform that Lab UK, which is part of the BBC, has built, what we can do is we can conceivably interview everybody in the country, or certainly in the thousands of respondents, and get a set of data that will hopefully give us some new information about what the class system in the UK actually is. So phase two, once we've got that data, is we're going to build an interactive visualization with it, something on the complexity level of Gapminder or the NHS Atlas of Risk or the Guardian tax budget cut, the Guardian budget cuts app, which will allow members of the public to learn about the class system by interacting with it, by toying with its elements, and comparing, for instance, what is the class system in my city versus the neighboring city, or urban versus rural, men versus women, under 30s versus over 30s, any variation that you care to mention. So that's how it will work.
So is this the first time anything like this has been attempted?
This is the largest interactive survey of its kind ever done in the UK. Largest social survey of this kind ever done in the UK.
And do you have any other plans for the data that you collect?
No. I mean, the data that we're collecting is specifically for this project, and that's what it's going to be used for. The way that it works with Lab UK is that we are building this survey and analyzing the data with a couple of the nation's leading sociologists, and they will get the data first dibs to analyze and publish their, their research based on that data. So they'll get first dibs to publish scientific papers based on that. That's how Lab UK works. Once those academics have published their data, the data will be made available to the scientific community as a whole. So the scientific community as a whole will be able to use that data for any research that they care to do on it once the initial sort of exclusivity period has expired.